sounded like it was hit well. Going back is Kramer, and it is gone. That is way out of the ballpark. Bryce Harper in his first spring training at-bat smokes one the opposite way.
But in his last at-bat, he hit a home run too, Ikey.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Your chance to win $1,000 in 1 minute. Yes. So, first at-bat home run, last at-bat home run. I saw he was doing some Instagram and happy being back home in Philly.
Oh, they're back. Yeah, hell, they played tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, that's because he drove past the hospitals and schools and saw them again and said, wow, it's good to be home.
Yes. Yes. He's like, I was born in Philadelphia. Like, no, you weren't. He forgot. He's such a Philly guy. He forgot. So let me tell you, listen, we're giving $1,000 coming up in 30 seconds. But I'm not worried about Bryce Harper at all. Here's what I have. I have proper expectations about what Bryce Harper is, despite the contract. So that's coming up in a second. We'll get back to your Eagles phones as well. But let's not give you a chance to win $1,000. Text the word social to 72881. Text the word social to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. You have another chance to win tomorrow at 3 o'clock and every day, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. with Marks and Reese. It's powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Once again, social to 72881. Good luck. Next chance to win 4 o'clock today, 3 p.m. again tomorrow. It's not social and it's not media, Ike.
Nope.
It's not social media. Like with Bryce Harper, right? And I get it. His first 2 years here have been the first year we're thinking like, oh, that's it. Winning the division. Who knows what can happen, right? And so the beginning of his Phillies tenure, I'm not going to say it's been bad because it hasn't been bad. I just don't think that it's been what we thought it was going to be. A lot of us. I'm perfectly comfortable with Bryce Harper and what he's been so far here in Philadelphia. I wasn't expecting 45 home runs a year. I wasn't expecting a 330 hitter. For the most part, the only thing that hasn't happened or hasn't followed was team success.
Yeah.
Is team success. So
yeah. Let me stop you for a second. Just, you could have kept that all short by just saying, I'm just happy he chose to come here. Because that's what it is for most people. I know. Everybody is. So we shouldn't have any expectations. Team doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to play like one of the top 10 players in the league. He doesn't do any of those things. He chose to come here. He can be a mediocre player with mediocre numbers for the next 10 years. Great. Right?
Doesn't have mediocre numbers, though. That's where we disagree.
Well, they aren't all-star numbers.
He had his second best year of his career, his first year in Philadelphia. Last year, I'm going to throw everything out the window. I don't know what those numbers would have ended up being.
Right.
He had 13 home runs last year. Like, listen.
Well, see, here's the thing about numbers with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They matter when they come.
Absolutely.
So,
Mike Lieberthal home runs didn't matter as much.
Well, no, I don't mean in the game. I mean at points of the season. So you can get off to a hot start and go cold for a long stretch, finish up with a nice little run, and now you got 35 home runs.
Right.
But if you look deeper into the numbers and follow the team like we do every year, like, you can have 35 impactful home runs.
Right.
So it does matter how you get the numbers and when you got the numbers. Right? Like, that matters.
Yeah, clutch matters.
Yeah. So, I just mean it in clutch from the standpoint of, are we in a pennant race coming down the stretch? Is that when you're playing your best baseball? Are you carrying us down the stretch? Are you putting up numbers? And I'm not saying this is what he's doing. But what I'm saying is that the numbers is deeper than numbers. Like, are you hitting home runs in June? May? Is that when you're at your hottest? Or when the team is four games out with a month to go?
Well, he is very streaky, your point.
All I'm saying is clutch matters. Freddie Freeman, when he's hitting, it matters. So numbers matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about numbers on a piece of paper for me. Right, I don't expect the Phillies to make the playoffs this year. I don't. I just think the division is too tough and there are too many question marks there. But here's what I'll say. I think we're going to get the most exciting Phillies baseball season that we've had since the record-setting season in 2011.
Right.
They didn't do anything in 2012, and they haven't even come close other than last year in a shortened season. Right? I think this team has the potential to be in this thing legitimately all the way through September.
This is the best team they've had since the good team.
Yes, when I'm looking at the starting pitching, when I'm looking at the bullpen. By the way, Hector Neris, Joe Girardi, listens to the show, is our closer. From the bullpen, the closing, to clutch hitting, to having a lineup that isn't necessarily filled with holes 1 through 8 up and down the lineup. Like, this is the best group of talent they've had in a while. So I think that keeps them in it. Now, here's what pushes them over the top versus the team like the Mets. I think Atlanta's far and away the best team. Jack has convinced me that Washington can be a little – they may be past their prime. They're living off reputation.
Sure.
Okay, even if I want to be the most optimistic Phillies fan and buy that, New York has young talent. When you have young talent, it's like you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Sure.
Because they don't know, you don't know. Like, you can get hot, and young guys – they just go play.
I'll buy the Mets when they actually do it.
Right. So, okay.
They are the Mets after all.
So, I'll give you that. So, I think the Phillies have the potential to push for that wild card spot if Bryce is having an MVP caliber season. He needs to be in the conversation. Doesn't need to win the MVP, but he needs to be in the top three, top five conversation. And by the way, even if you don't win it, that's a very good player.
Oh, sure.
If you're in the top three, top five, he's only been in the top 10 once. I heard Joe and those guys talking about it on my way up here. I think it was the year he won it.
Correct. He was he won, then he was 12th, and he was 30th. The only time that he's six-time All-Star.
Right. So I need him to get back to being in that conversation. Right? That's how the Phillies make the playoffs or become that team down the stretch that has a chance. Because I believe he has an infectious way of playing. We love it. Man, if there was ever a Philly guy, he is a Philly guy. We love it. I love it. Big Bryce Harper fan. But that doesn't eliminate or minimize the importance of having him in the lineup. Who else am I going to turn to? Rhys Hoskins?
Yeah.
JT Realmuto?
Yeah.
Right? Didi Gregorius, who else am I turning to? I got to turn to him.
Well, Bryce is paid to be the guy.
And he's paid to be the guy. So yeah. I won't say he's on the hot seat from the standpoint we're going to run him out of town, because I don't think we're going to do that. But I do believe that if this team is struggling, and unless he is performing above the fray, he's going to catch criticism.
He's
going to
hear it this year.
Because it's a good baseball team. With high expectations, not outlandish expectations, but I don't think
like they have a top five salary.
Exactly,
you should be a playoff team.
So being a playoff team, a wild card team, that isn't unrealistic.
No,
but it becomes more realistic if your star performers are performing at a star level. That's why I need Bryce at this year. I need Bryce at 280 plus. He's gonna give me the on base percentage. He's gonna give me all of that. I know that. That's what he does in his sleep. He can walk. He can get on base. I need 35 plus home runs. Jack said 38. I need him in that area, right? I need him clutch hitting. I need him to be leading the team down the stretch, August, September. That's what I need. That's why we paid for Bryce Harper to come here. Well, that's why the fans got excited. The owners got excited because he's gonna sell merchandise and sell out the stadium. That only goes so far with us. We've seen MVP players. We've seen all-star caliber players. We've seen Philly greats.
Gave us hope, Ike.
He did.
Yep, Bryce Harper gave us hope.
Love him for it.
Yep.
Now let's bring that hope to reality. Let's go, Bryce.
Jack, hot seat, Bryce Harper.
Listen, I'm with Ike, man. He spent all last year signing JT.
Yeah.
Putting all this pressure on the front office.
I didn't even bring that up, Jack. That's an excellent point.
Like, he spent all his time putting pressure on the front office. They did what Bryce wanted. They spent money. They did not fold. They did not cut payroll like he was saying. They did everything Bryce was looking for. Now it's on Bryce to hold up his end of the bargain. And I think he will. He looks great. He looks healthy.
I do too, yep.
The back injury thing scares me. I don't like that my 28-year-old superstar signed for the next 11 years is having back problems. We hope he gets that right. But he looks smooth. He looks good. 38 home runs should be expected this year.
All I'm saying is that he held up his bargain in 2019. The rest of the team didn't.
Yes.
That's all that I'm saying. He was fine in 2019.
I don't think any of us are in the Joe DeCamera camp of he's been a failure or he's not met expectations or that.
Shut his hole.
Yeah, I won't go that far. But I do understand where he's coming from the standpoint of I could see where some fans would be like, you know what? I was expecting a little more when we signed Bryce Harper.
Believe me, I would think most people would say they were expecting some more sizzle.
Yeah.
Right? Some more success.
Listen, I think he is right there with Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
He's right there with Joel Embiid as one of the beloved athletes, and he's done it in such a short period of time. And obviously, he's won everybody over with choosing to come here, much like Cliff Lee did. But you and I both know, and Jack, how that turned on Cliff Lee.
Yeah, it happened on the drop of a dime.
Yes.
It's like, man,
as long as Bryce doesn't blow a 4-0 lead in the NLDS, it should be all right.
I'm just saying, but that's how it changed.
But it was really – because he also turned into, like, all of a sudden it's like, wow.
Well, he wasn't performing.
Yeah, like, he's not performing. He's not a friendly guy. He's even less friendly when he's not winning, right? Ocean City – like, him coming here over the Yankees because his family liked Ocean City, New Jersey wasn't great anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying they loved him more because he chose to come here.
All right.
And that's why Bryce Harper gets the love that he gets, because he chose to come here, even though it came with a $330 million tag.
It was a lot. Kevin Franston of the former Philly, now, of course, of the radio call right here on WIP. He'll join us coming up at 3:30 to discuss. Well, back on the Eagles phones in a second. Rick in Lancaster. Rick, what do you think about Bryce? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
what's
Rick?
What's up, Rick?
I'm not all pumped up on Bryce like you guys are. I mean – Now, let me finish.
We didn't stop you.
Hold on, okay. He gets into these slumps. He goes into these things, and each year it gets worse and worse and worse. I remember before we got him, you know, he was into that slump thing, and we were playing him, and I was thinking, oh, my God, he's up to bat. That's great, because he'll strike out or, you know. I don't know what it is about the guy, but he gets all, I don't know,
Jack?
Just doesn't hit the ball, man. I mean, and you know it. Check it out. I'm not making this up.
Well, I mean, I don't even know what you're saying. He doesn't hit the ball. I mean, what do you mean?
No. He goes into these slumps. He doesn't do anything. Come on.
All right,
he's
so
great outfield.
Listen,
you know.
In May, June, and July of 2019, he had 4 home runs in May. He had 5 home runs in June. He had 3 home runs in July. 3 home runs in July.
That's about last year.
Yeah, 2019.
19, okay.
So the last full year that they have, like 3 home runs in July, it's pretty safe to say that he was going through a power. Like he wasn't struggling because he actually hit .259, but he was slumping in power. Mm-hmm. But then in August he had 11 home runs.
I remember.
Then
that,
in September he had 6 home runs. His highest averages of the year were in August and September. He batted .277 and .278. Rick, I hear you with the slumps, because you know why? No one else was stepping up. That's the other problem in 2018. Like Reese Hoskins going ice cold killed him because Bryce had happened at the same time,
mm-hmm.
right? But then that happened again in September, and then that was really the last 2 full seasons we're talking about. Their pitching let them down in 2018 and 2019. They were pitching above really what they were, and then they fell apart in 2018 and 2019. So I think it was more about the pitching, the pitching at a higher level than they actually should have been. Their starting pitching. All right, back to the Eagles. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ike, today Kyle Pitts ran a 4.440. Jamar Chase ran a 4.3840. Kyle Pitts looks like the most elite raw athlete I've ever seen in my life. And the Eagles already traded out of that pick. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that was stupid. here's my thing, and I know y'all got hundreds of people call you every week, but I've been saying this to y'all that I love Pitts for a minute, because I told y'all that about the splits.
Yep.
Being the same as Calvin Johnson and everything like that. So that was the dude I was on, and how he was cooking some of the top cornerbacks in this draft. So I was upset, because here's the thing, John. I know you're saying, like, it's the right move. It could be the right move and everything, and it could be. I'm not going to be, like, ignorant not to think that. But, like I said, if you had a little bit of patience, because all these quarterbacks is getting pushed up. They even talk about maybe Mac Jones might get in the top 5. So what if we sitting there – And it's like one quarterback left, and you know Detroit probably going to want him, because Detroit probably like Mac Jones, because they was doing the Senior Bowl one of them bowls when they were coaching and he was playing in the game. And what if they want to move up because they scared of Denver or somebody hopping up in front of them, or New England hopping in front of them, and we could just move back 2 spaces and took off stuff off their hands. That's why I say the patience. Like, he jumped too quick. And we might could have got a first-round pick without dropping down so far.
Or you could have went to eight and gotten a second-round pick. I'm telling you, that first-round draft pick next year is what attracted them to the deal.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How you know that we couldn't say, keep your second-round pick, we want the first-round pick of next year?
Or the Panthers that? Could say, you draft a quarterback then, and we'll wait here. You know what I mean? If they know you're not going to draft a quarterback.
We'll let New England jump up there and take the quarterback you want, and you kick rocks and wait until next year and see if you can get a quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you make it seem like we are the ones that's taking all the risk when other teams, like, they desperate. They want a quarterback just as much as we might want a first-round pick. So I'm just looking at it from both ways. We could have just been a little bit more patient. Like, it's a month before the draft. It didn't make sense unless you was getting another second or third round.
Unless you were getting overpaid for the trade back.
That's hard. Like Ike said, why are we doing a favor for Miami? Whatever. But y'all be good, man. I love the show.
All right,
Ike.
Appreciate it, Ike.
I will say it's a head scratcher to why the Eagles were. I mean, the Eagles were one of the important parties here. They had to be the ones that, because the Dolphins wouldn't go back to 12. So the Dolphins needed this to move out of 3 because they weren't going all the way back to 12. They needed the Eagles to make this trade happen.
Yeah, so we helped the 49ers get a quarterback, and we helped the Dolphins get an extra pick, plus wind up getting a player that they wanted at 3. They just going to get him at 6.
Pitzer Chase probably.
Yeah, we got a first-round pick in 2022.
Yes. The timing, to me, the only thing I can think of is that they were worried that the trade was going to go away, that they would find another team that was willing to do it, and they really, like I keep saying, they wanted that first-round draft pick. They were comfortable with moving back to 12 because they liked the player that they probably can get there, and they wanted the first-round draft pick. I mean, that's the only reason. The first thing you said when we came on the air was, it's weird to do this right now, a month out of the draft. It was a strange time to do it. It was. Bruce in D.C., Bruce.
Marshall Reese, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
What up, Bruce?
Oh, man, I tell you, I tell you, with this whole thing, with the draft picks and stuff, I tried to look at the upside, but, man, I tell you, you kind of hit the nail on the head on this, because one of the things I completely slept on was the fact that Miami had that 18th pick.
Yes.
And when you said that, I'm like, oh, my God. This thing, it looks bad. It just looks like a trigger-happy moment. You could have waited this thing out, make them sweat, make them give up that first-round pick.
Yes!
Or wait until draft night, wait until these pro days go by. What was the doggone rush? And now that you brought that point up, now I think that there's still some good that can come out of it. But the thing is, with them rushing into the – It just makes me wonder that he's going to do something else stupid to try to outthink everybody else.
There's no doubt in my mind, Bruce, something else is coming. Hey, it's the only thing right. that would make this make sense. It's the only thing that has to be another move coming.
Yep.
No, and I'm hoping that it doesn't. we need to stay at 12, get the best player available. I mean, I'm okay. I want to get a receiver, but if we get a defensive draft, and Marks, I mean, you said something good about the corner, but I mean, we either or, mm-hmm. you know, we need to take the best player at 12 and keep on going. And hopefully, maybe with the extra third round pick and a couple of those other picks, you can produce another, get back in the first round and go around that. But I just don't know anymore. What are we doing? And that's what's frustrating about this whole thing.
All right, Bruce. Hang in there. Like Ike said, maybe there's another move coming. See, I don't know if there's another move coming now. Maybe there is.
I don't know. When you say now, what does that mean? Today?
Well, I mean, before the draft. Like, leading up to the draft, there's something else in mind. Or is this just we want another first-round pick for next year because we have big things in designed?
Well, here's the thing that I know. Here's the thing that I want to give the Eagles credit for. They're not doing this blindly.
Right.
They're not doing this blindly. They must have something else in mind. To make this move this far out, to have already come to conclusions of, I'm not drafting a quarterback. I'm not going to take Chase or Pitts. Whomever we get at 12, we'll be happy with. And the three first-round picks next year, potential first-round picks next year, is more important. So either they decided that Hurts is a one-and-done,
or is likely to be one-and-done.
Yeah. Or they got another move coming.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me. At least with me thinking that, I can say, well, at some point this will make sense to me. Because as of right now, I don't see where the pick next year is so important to you right now. I don't see you already have potentially two first-round picks next year. You're already in a good position.
Well, listen, we know when Howie doesn't want to blab or somebody in the Eagles doesn't want to put information out there, they can be quiet, because that happened with the Miami trade. There were no whispers about that at all. Maybe something else is brewing.
Well, listen, they didn't make this pick with an eye for having the importance of having three picks. Like, why did they do that without knowing what they're going to turn it into?
No, we agree.
They wouldn't have done that unless they have an idea of what they're trying to do.
I don't think they wanted three first-round draft picks so they could draft three players next year. I don't believe that's why they
won. Makes sense to me.
No, it does. That's not what Howie does well. Howie is a deal maker, Ikey. He wants to make a deal. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. More Phillies conversation coming up on the other side. We'll get back to the Eagles phones as well. But Kevin Franzen. Is he on the call tomorrow, Jack, or is it?
No, it's an LA day, obviously, because
it's opening day.
Well, I mean,
he'll still
don't sound disappointed.
We're never disappointed when Franny's around or LA's around, but okay. Tomorrow's an LA day.
Yes.
Oh, all right, but I didn't know if he did, like, because LA decides when he wants to work, right? So I don't know if he decided it's too cold up here in Philly or something. So LA tomorrow, but Franzen will be doing.
He probably won't be here, will he? You think LA came back?
He's back. Yes.
Oh, he did come back.
He was doing some games over the weekend, just like in a three-man booth.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So they do the games down at CBP.
Yeah, every game this year pretty much is going to be at Citizens Bank Park.
Even the road games. Right, gotcha,
right.
Gotcha,
okay. Right. So is when LA's doing the games, is it just all LA, or does Franzen get in there for a couple innings? Or
I don't know. You might have to ask him.
We'll ask him coming up next. And by the way, you can catch all the games if you use the stream, if you use our Odyssey stream, formerly radio.com, now use the Odyssey app. You can get
Odyssey.
You can get the Phillies games on the stream just like you did before, except you can get the Phillies games. It's an amazing thing. 215-592-9494. And that starts tomorrow, opening day less than 24 hours from now. Kevin Franzen to talk about it. Is it time for Bryce to step up? How good can this team be? And a whole lot more with Kevin Franzen. That's next.